Mr. President, a vote in favor of Senate Bill 119 is a vote for government that works, a vote for schools that teach, and a vote for jobs that pay. 21 months ago, our governor issued an executive order in an attempt to unilaterally join our Commonwealth into what is known as the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, or REGGI. REGGI is a multi-state consortium that seeks to impose a tax on the emitting of carbon from power plants. This carbon tax, by the governor's own admission, is nearly $550 million. That is a bill that every consumer of electricity in this Commonwealth will pay. Mr. President, I can't think of a more regressive tax than to tax the people of the Commonwealth in their use of electricity. What's more, Mr. President, the governor is attempting to impose this tax unilaterally, and therefore, I believe, ultimately illegally. If Pennsylvania joins the REGGI scheme under this circumstance, we will be the only state in REGGI that was joined without the consent of the General Assembly. Mr. President, what this legislation does is ensure that if we do join the REGGI scheme, that we, the General Assembly, will have a voice in this process, just like every other state that joined it. So, Mr. President, Senate Bill 119 is about openness, it's about transparency, it's about giving a voice to this body in this process. Mr. President, that is what it means to have a government that works. Let's talk about schools that teach, Mr. President. Every carbon-emitting power plant in this Commonwealth pays property taxes. And in the case of the district that I represent, approximately $5 million of property taxes are paid by carbon-emitting power plants. Under the REGGI scheme, those power plants run the risk of premature retirement and will cost the school districts that I represent millions of dollars in funding. Mr. President, the students I represent have just as much right to a full and equal education as every other student in this Commonwealth. And just because they come from a community that emits carbon for the purposes of producing electricity does not mean that they should be punished. Mr. President, this legislation ensures that the students that I represent and the students that have a carbon-emitting power plant in their communities across this Commonwealth have a voice in this process. Mr. President, let's talk about jobs that pay. This legislation is supported by the AFL-CIO. It's supported by the Pennsylvania Building Trades. It's supported by the electrical workers, the boiler makers, the laborers, the carpenters, the plumbers, the pipe fitters, the steam fitters, the mine workers, and the list goes on and on. And why do they support this legislation? Because they recognize that this carbon tax is a direct threat to the livelihoods of the working families that they represent. Mr. President, this legislation also gives them a voice in this process. Now, as this debate continues, I know I'll hear a few reasons as to why we should enter into this carbon tax compact. One is, well, you know, your power plants are going to close anyway. So if we enact this tax and they close early, that'll be okay because we'll have all this money to fix your communities. Do you realize what an insult that is to the people that work in our energy sector? That would be like me saying, well, you know, Governor Wolf, your term's going to expire in 18 months, So maybe you should just quit now. We'll re-educate you. We'll retrain you. We'll make sure that you hopefully have an opportunity to continue to feed your family. Sounds pretty ludicrous, doesn't it? Well, that's exactly what the people in our energy sector are being told by our very own government. Yeah, don't worry about it. If we put you out of work sooner than later, no big deal. You'll get over it. That's not a message that our own government should be sending to the people who work to keep our lights on. Mr. President, I'll hear that we need to reduce carbon emissions, and that may well be true. But if you look at the facts and you follow the science, what you will find is by DEP's own admission, over 90% of the carbon emissions they claim will be reduced because of RGGI are made up in other parts of this country. Because you see, Mr. President, we are part of a multi-state grid. We don't necessarily buy our power from Pennsylvania. We will buy it from West Virginia. We will buy it from Ohio. And if you look right now, there is an 1,800 megawatt natural gas plant being built right across the line in the state of Ohio, and it will not be subject to the carbon tax. Mr. President, ask the members of the Building Trades Union what's going on in West Virginia and Ohio. They're building carbon-emitting power plants. They're repurposing carbon-emitting power plants because they know full well as we retire ours, they will simply pick up the slack. Mr. President, we have reduced emissions in this Commonwealth. We've reduced emissions in this nation. And you know how we've done it? We've done it by bringing natural gas to the marketplace. We've done it by producing coal more cheaply now than ever. We've done it by putting emission controls on power plants, by rebuilding waste coal power plants that clean up acid mine drainage and bony piles. And you know what? Who we've done it with? We've done it with our workforce, our labor force. So rather than putting an anvil over their head that threatens their livelihoods, we should be holding them on a pedestal for the rest of the world to show them that we have the solution right here in our Commonwealth. If you want to fix the problem, go to China. That's where the problem is. But if you want to know where the solution is, look right here. Look at our working families. That, Mr. President, is where the solution is. And I'll hear, too, that we're going to impose this carbon tax, and we're going to generate hundreds of millions of dollars to fix communities. You know what's ironic about that? We only generate the revenue if we continue to emit carbon. If carbon is not emitted, we have no revenue. This makes no sense, Mr. President. It's why we must have an open and transparent process, such as what is described in Senate Bill 119. And finally, Mr. President, be careful of the promises that you hear. When this regulation came out, the governor's office said, don't worry, we'll protect waste coal plants. Well, guess what? You better look at the final regulation, because it doesn't. The final regulation further exposes waste coal plants to carbon emission taxes, further risking their shutdown and losing our opportunity to clean up streams, to get rid of bony piles, to improve our overall environment. Mr. President, RGGI is a scam, and Senate Bill 119 is how we expose this scam. It's time to expose the scam. It's time to support government that works. It's time to support schools that teach. It's time to support jobs that pay. It's time to support Senate Bill 119.